As part of measures to enforce the social distancing protocol in the state, the governor, in a broadcast late last week Thursday, directed supermarkets not to accommodate more than 10 customers at a time. Eateries must run on buy-and-go basis. Taxis must only pick 2 passengers, 1 passenger for a motorcycle, and 2 passengers for a tricycle. All major markets and educational facilities were to remain closed while gathering of any sort should be avoided. The governor's speech ended with a resolve to prosecute whoever flouts the directives aimed at ensuring public safety and prevent the spread of COVID-19. However, a visit to some part of the state capital proved the opposite of the directives. The worst affected were commercial banks that experienced long queue covering distance between 50 and 150 meters of customers without any space in between them. Radio Nigeria engaged some of the customers at a popular bank in Alegbe area of the town, including Mr. Toba Adedeji.
During the first lockdown, I was trying to do some online banking and my money was deducted. And you know, bank has closed. So now, today again, I am here again. We lodge the same complaint, and you can see that everywhere is crowded. And I don't think
a bank manager who did not want to be mentioned told our correspondent that there was nothing they could do to control the large number of agitated customers, but they had limited the numbers that could be attended to at once in the banking hall based on the COVID-19 protocol. Most of the people in long queue put on the face mask, while others did not. A pattern of attitude noticed across the street market where transactions also took place. Sanitizers and hand washing basins were seen across the commercial centers where visitors were compelled to use them. While some taxi drivers kept to the rules on the numbers of passengers, others defied the directives. However, the state commissioner for health, Dr. Rafiu Usamoto, appealed to the people to keep to the rules as they were meant to protect public health.
It is all about us. It is all about our health. Coronavirus is pretty much with us. It hasn't gone. And as such, we should do everything as much as possible to make sure that we keep it at bay.
In an interview, a lecturer in the Department of Physiology at Osun State University, Mr. Dare Adeyemi, who also observed the situation, said, unless the government ensure compliance to all the protocols, the 4 weeks lockdown could just be a waste as the rate of infection is skyrocketing.
It is so pathetic that our people are not aware of the dangers involved in non-keeping social distancing. The dangers of having contact with an infected individual with those long queues observed in the financial institutions. Even in the public transport, you see those commuters still, you see those drivers still parking their passengers in their usual numbers.
In the Osun State adjusted lockdown order, relaxation will only take place Monday to Thursday, while people are expected to stay indoor between Friday and Sunday, except those on essential services. From Oshogbo, Adinitan Akiola, Radio Nigeria.